What's up, there's our news. I'm John Scott. President Trump is heaping loads of criticism on Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
When it comes to his feelings about the man running the nation's central bank, the president isn't holding back.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
Donald Trump is upset with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates. He's threatening to fire Powell, saying if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Ambassador to Japan, George Glass, arrived in Tokyo, saying he was optimistic that his country and its key Asian ally will reach a deal in their ongoing tariff negotiations.
The Secretary of Treasury, the Secretary of Commerce are both people that I know and have spoken with and are brilliant in their fields. And they're also very creative, out-of-the-box thinkers. And when I saw that President Trump then decided he was going to get involved and has now named this his top priority, that's why I have a lot of confidence that we'll get something done.
Ambassador George Glass. Also at SRNnews.com, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says U.S. farmers have seen some hard times in the past few years.
Basically, 4 years of Biden, the cost of inputs for them went up 30%, while the world markets declined by almost $50 billion, so we have an export deficit.
Rollins tells the Salem Radio Network food security is national security and says one reason President Trump trying to secure better trade deals, something designed to shore up U.S. agriculture and make food more affordable for American families. Wall Street closed today in observance of Good Friday. This is SRN News. New Hampshire parents lose a round in federal court.
A judge has ruled that the Bow and Dunbarton school districts can bar moms and dads from protesting at sports events where boys are being allowed to compete against girls, at least while a court case over the question plays out. The parents had been showing up to games wearing pink armbands in support of their daughters who are being forced to play against boys who are living as girls. Anybody who wears an armband or brings a sign will be kicked out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's more than 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions. That's according to a ruling this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. The Catholic Benefits Association and the Bismarck Diocese filed a lawsuit last year that was challenging the Biden administration's EEOC regulations on implementing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. It's the eve of the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis recalls the long list of grievances which brought the colonists to the brink of war.
Beginning 1770, of course, you had the Boston Massacre, and 1773, the famous Boston Tea Party, and then, of course, in 1774, the year prior to, Concord and Lexington, we had, the British government decided they were going to close down the harbor.
Metropolitan Boston has been preparing for the festivities, expecting many visitors, leading to road closures. Among the commemorations will be a lantern service at Old North Church, reenactments of the battles at Lexington and Concord, and celebrations of the five U.S. Navy vessels who have been renamed USS Lexington. More details at SRNnews.com.